Tango Tango Popple 1724, April 7, 2013.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from, it's either Schubert, Pennsylvania, or Bethel, Pennsylvania. Take your pick. So I had a load that I delivered to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania this morning that I picked up down in Georgia. And it was a drop and hook early this morning in Bethlehem. And so I came over here. There's a truck wash here as well as a diner, Midway Diner. It's been here for years. There's a truck wash here at the same exit. So I came over and got the trailer that I picked up washed out. It was pretty filthy. And so I sat a good chunk of the day. And then finally, later this afternoon, they sent a load that picks up tomorrow up in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and then that load delivers essentially late tomorrow evening to Baldwinsville, New York, which, so that's kind of a shorter load, but so in any case, you know, when I was home this last time, I got the permanent crowns. I had two temporary crowns from the time I was home before, and so I got the two permanent crowns put in. But then they also found, you know, they found this other tooth that needed a new crown. It was crowned before, but I guess the crown had cracked or whatever, and I didn't realize it. And so they made a temporary crown for that tooth. And so then I came back to work. And, of course, I came back to work on the 1st, and that crown promptly kind of came loose, and so I, you know, was careful with it and would, you know, kind of clean around it and stick it back on there. Well, it was loose, you know, way more loose than it should have been. And today, earlier this evening, I was eating, went inside the restaurant here, and I was eating, and all of a sudden I realized the tooth is gone. You know, that crown, that temporary crown, is missing. And so what had to have happened, I swallowed it with the food. So, and didn't even realize it until it was missing. And so I sent a text message to my dentist, and he actually called me, and he seemed pretty concerned that I need to get that either a temporary crown put on there, or maybe by the time I get back, the permanent one will be in, you know, because they have this place that they have the scanner. They don't take impressions anymore. They actually have this, it's some sort of a laser scanner that's on, you know, it's kind of this big wand thing, and you know, it's hooked to a Windows-based computer with special software running on it, and it tells the dental assistant, you know, the person that's doing the scan, it tells them basically what moves they have to make, and then they, you know, and then it goes ahead and it builds a 3D model of the tooth, sort of builds a 3D model so that everything fits, and then that gets sent off via the internet to this company that makes the permanent crowns. So that crown may be, you know, it should be back by the time I make it back. But the dentist is pretty concerned because he said without the temporary crown being on there to hold everything in place, that tooth, you know, the teeth in there could move around. And that and then end up creating a real problem, you know, trying to get the permanent crown to fit, because it's already, obviously it's already been modeled. So what I'm going to do tomorrow morning is send a message to my fleet manager and basically tell her that I, you know, explain to her what happened, and that the dentist says that I need to get through home as soon as possible. Now, I'm not ready to take time off, but I do need to go through there so that I can go make a trip to the dentist so that they can hopefully put the permanent crown on there, and then, you know, kind of send me off on my way again. But I don't know. I really wasn't expecting that to happen at all, obviously, or I would have probably not even, if I thought there was any chance that the thing would come off and I would swallow it, I would have taken it out, or, you know, just kind of pulled it off before I ever even ate. Of course, I've been eating for the past week. The thing kind of came off like a day or two after they put it on there. You know, it came off. Well, that happened with one of the other crowns a time or two ago, because I've had several crowns now over the past year and a half. That happened before, where one of those temporary crowns came off, but I was able to, you know, keep it, you know, I put it back in place, and it's pretty well stayed put. Of course, I'd pull it out and kind of brush around it and make sure everything was clean, and then put it back in there. Well, in this case, this one wasn't quite as tight. It didn't fit quite as well, and it was sort of wiggling around and a little bit loose. And so I was kind of asking for it, I guess, you know, sort of in retrospect. The spaghetti really, you know, I had spaghetti for is what I was eating for dinner while, you know, now it's been about 2 or 3 hours ago. I was having spaghetti with meat sauce, and obviously the spaghetti was sticky enough that, and it's soft enough, you know, I really wasn't chewing it much. You know, you don't have to really chew spaghetti too much. now, if it was something else, obviously, because usually if you're eating a piece of something and there's a bone or any kind of a solid object, usually you can, you know, I become aware of that right away, you know, being in my mouth, kind of a foreign object, that something is hard, you know, I become aware of it right off the bat. But I guess with the spaghetti, I wasn't. So, but that's really what had to have happened. I had to have swallowed it, because it wasn't, nothing fell out of my mouth or anything. So, oh well, live and learn. So, and I looked on the internet, and that's happened to a bunch of people. You know, it periodically, I'd say a percentage of the time, especially with, it can even happen with a permanent crown. If the permanent crown isn't on there good, that can happen with a permanent crown, but it's probably obviously more likely to happen with a temporary crown. And so it you know, there's probably a certain percentage of the time where that just happens. And once it was swallowed, that was that. It's gone. And I'm not going to try to retrieve it. Not to get too graphic. So, but it shouldn't cause a problem, you know, as far as swallowing it, shouldn't be any problem. I should just pass it. That shouldn't really be too much of a problem, you know. It could be, because there could be some sharp edges, if, you know, it could cause trouble, but chances are that it won't. Chances are it'll just go, you know, it'll just pass right through and come out the other end, and not to get too graphic, it'll come out the other end, and that'll be that. So, but, so it does kind of create a problem. I don't want the, you know, this permanent crown that they're making, don't want them to have to make another one, if this shifts around too much. So I'd like to get into the dentist, hopefully within the next few days, it would be nice to be able to get in there and get that permanent crown, or even a temporary one, but certainly a permanent one if they have it, and kind of get that taken care of. But, you know, this just kind of struck out of the blue. I had no idea that would happen. Obviously, it could happen, certainly, you know, but there's always a chance that you can end up kind of, if something's in your mouth and it comes loose, there's a good chance that you could swallow it. But, boy, it's not something I expected. So, kind of got that to take care of. I'll get with the fleet manager in the morning and tell her what happened and let her know that I need to go through home sometime within the next few days. So in the meantime, they sent a load this afternoon. It picks up at Hazleton, and then, as I said, it delivers tomorrow evening at Baldwinsville, New York. And then we'll just have to see what they come up with after that. Weather-wise, it's been warmer. It was the past couple of days, at least here in Pennsylvania, it got up to about 61 degrees today. Now it's cooler. It's getting cooler at night. It's getting down probably around high 30s or around 40 degrees, high 30s for the low. And then it's kind of warming back up into the 60s. And in other parts of the country now at home, it's getting up into the 70s. I don't know how cool it's getting at night. Maybe down into the 40s perhaps, maybe the 50s. But it's the past couple of days, it's gotten up into the 70s at home. So warmer weather does seem to be here, although I wouldn't really count on it staying. I've seen it, you know, colder weather, kind of cool weather, happen way up into June. I remember one year it was the early part of June, and there was a day where it was like 40. You know, the temperature was in the 40s, like 45 degrees, and everybody was whining and moaning and groaning, but it didn't hang around long, and then the weather went ahead and warmed up. But it could get cool again. It's we're in a time of year where it can vary. It really can end up varying a little bit. So but other than that, not a whole lot going on. Today, whenever I got over here and I got the trailer washed out, I went afterwards, I parked, and I was feeling, I don't know why, I felt a little bit tired. And usually, I know that I probably shouldn't do it, but I went ahead and laid down, and I think I ended up actually sleeping for about 2 or 3 hours. Now, I'm feeling fine right now. Hopefully, I'll be able to sleep tonight. We'll just find out whenever the time comes. I don't know. Sometimes my sleep had gotten a little bit messed up, and there are times where I can kind of sleep and sort of catch up on sleep. You know, I think it is possible to end up with a sort of a sleep deficit, and then, you know, especially if it's over a period of several days, you can end up kind of short on sleep, and so I do think it's possible to sort of catch up on it. There are other people that will disagree with that, and it may to a certain extent, that may depend on the individual as well. So but other than that, not a whole lot going on, at least with me personally. Things are just kind of going along, other than me swallowing the temporary crown today. I continue to kind of pretty much deliberately avoid news. Every once in a while I will look at some headlines, And it's, I mean, it's kind of going pretty much as I suspect that it, you know, that I've expected it, that it would. It seems to be happening pretty fast now, but things do seem to be deteriorating. It would seem, at least by the headlines and some of the news stories, that the moral decline is really happening. You know, it seems to be happening more rapidly than ever, and that is a really, really bad sign. Because what I've been listening to the audiobook version of the Bible some more. I'm still in the Old Testament now, the second time around, probably getting closer to the end of it. And, you know, it's kind of amazing, because I've listened through it before, and listening to it again, I'm hearing different parts of it. It's kind of an amazing thing. I guess the Bible is so densely packed with stories, and a lot of those stories have a lot, they contain a lot of meaning, and it's kind of difficult to absorb it all at once. So that's why, you know, you can come back to it the second time or beyond, and different things stick out. You know, and I was listening, I think it's in Psalms, and I can't quote it directly, obviously, but basically it said that there was a verse that it said to the effect that when evil people are in positions of power, you know, I forget the phrasing that they used, but basically when you have really rotten people in power, that all of the rotten people, you know, just around, you know, kind of come out of the woodworks, you know, and that's putting it into my language. They just sort of, you know, if you have the really rotten people in charge, you know, they're in the positions of power, then you have all these rotten people that would normally kind of stay hidden. They just sort of come out of the woodwork, and that's probably what we're seeing right now with the, you know, some of these polls. They're saying, oh, now the, you know, all of a sudden things have flip-flopped and people are in, they're in favor of this and they're in favor of that. And that's just, I think, the, in part, you know, people are kind of lemmings and they kind of go along with whatever the greatest pressure is. They're not real people when it comes right down to it, as I've said before. They just respond to the pressure. And, you know, so it's not looking very good as far as what's happening with the society. That part of it, I don't see that part of it changing anytime soon. But on the other hand, you can also, you know, at least I can personally sort of take solace in that I'm kind of happy with whatever condition I find myself in, as far as the world around me. There's really nothing that can happen that can penetrate, you know, and destroy the relationship that I have with my Creator. And so if that relationship is solid, then it, you know, what goes on around me doesn't really matter so much, and I know that it's going to get much worse. It's going to get far. You think it's bad now? Just wait a while. It's because if ultimately you see what happened in, you know, a place like Nazi Germany, and there's been plenty of other examples, you know, before that and after that. See what happened there. Just wait. You haven't seen anything yet. Just wait until, you know, you have a country like America that really goes rotten. And then, you know, then you find out how bad can be. You know, and how low people can actually sink. So, you know, what you have to do is, as I've said before, you know, surround yourself with like-minded people. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest things, is to maintain your, find your own common sense. You got to have your own common sense. You can't rely on my common sense or try to, pick it up by osmosis from someone else. You've got to have it yourself. And if you have your own common sense and you kind of surround yourself with like-minded people, that's really the best thing you can do. And but your own common sense is going to protect you. That's really the best protection you can have, is having your own connection to your own common sense, and then you're kind of self-correcting, self-directing. And and then you're able to kind of react properly in the moment, whatever the moment ends up presenting you with, from one moment to the next. And so but it's going to get much worse. We could end up, the money supply, with all this printing and borrowing, and then all of these people now that are addicted to other people's money, and they're not really producing anything of their own. And those people, once they get addicted to, having other people's money, other people, they're living out of other people. They're spoiled, basically. They're living out of the energy of and the efforts of other people. Other people are producing goods and services, and they're just sort of living off of it. When that starts to dry up, as it inevitably has to, because at a certain point, there's a tipping point where you have more and more and more and more of those people that are just sort of taking, and fewer and fewer and fewer people, as the system becomes more dysfunctional, fewer and fewer people are actually producing any goods and services, and then and the system, it's kind of being made more dysfunctional on purpose, because it's naturally kind of going that way anyway. But politicians on both sides of the aisle are sort of making it worse deliberately. At some point, it's all going to collapse, but in the meantime, it's going to get really ugly, because these people are addicted. So you just look at a place like Greece or Cyprus, or where these people they just want and they demand, and they want what they want, and they feel like it's owed to them. If you spoil your kid, by the way, I don't have any kids, never have, never will, but if you spoil your kid, the kid gets to where they just demand it. They think it's owed to them, and that's the way these people think. They're simply an extension. They're immature. They've never grown up, and they've never matured. So it's going to come to the point where you look at what's happened in Cyprus. The banks basically collapsed. They tried to twist it around. Oh, we're going to take part of the funds out or whatever. The people that had money in the bank over a certain amount, we're just going to take those funds. But basically what you just have to realize is that the thing collapsed. And I don't care what what kind of insurance. Of course, they didn't have FDIC, because that's part of an America thing, FDIC and so on and so forth. But they had their own version of that, you guarantee funds up to a certain amount in the banking system. And so you can just basically say that the people that had their money in the banks collapsed. And that's obviously, unless something radical happens, that's going to happen here. They're going to be taking people's retirements away, and you don't think that can happen? Just look at history. Look at the history of Germany. They did, look at what happened in Russia. They nationalized people's furniture and their houses. Nationalize it. Government takes it. We think of nationalization in terms of, it's taking over a private business. It's taking over the business. Well, it can get to the point where they take over they just take your stuff. Take your house. Maybe you've spent your life working on it. They just take it. It's government. Belongs to the government now. We're going to redistribute it. You don't own it anymore. And it can come to that point. And it will, you know, unless something stops it, it will come to that point. So people aren't prepared to, prepared for what's going to happen. And, you know, because it's going to get, you think it's unpleasant now, this is nothing compared to what it could be and to probably what it will be, again, unless something radical happens. So it's a little late in the game. If you if you don't have any access to your own common sense, it's you're kind of late in the game, but you better be finding it pretty quick. So anyhow, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. It's about 8 o'clock. Well, it's about 9:19 Eastern time. I don't know that I'm going to go to bed just yet, but see if I can get this uploaded and maybe lay down, and I might be able to sleep, and I'm sure I'll probably end up waking up, and so I may end up watching some videos or something. But I'll my plan is to get up in the morning, and the load that I'm picking up is supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be ready by noon Eastern time. So I'll try to get up there to Hazleton by about noon Eastern time, and then hopefully the load will be ready, and then I can take it on up to Baldwinsville, New York. So, and then it delivers at 1 a.m., actually 1 a.m. Tuesday morning Eastern time up there. So, in any case, hope everyone has had a great weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.